Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Got lots to talk about. Back in Minnesota, friends.
By the skin of our teeth.
4 days in North and South Carolina.
Not on the coast.
Coming back with a southern drawl.
We're Carolinians today.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, and back to Facebook, BradleyDean double E, BradleyDean double E. Phone lines are accessible. That means have at it. This is your radio show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Now, before I give it over to the other guy, this is important for people to tune their ears into. I don't think anybody understands the stress that I go through when I'm on the road with the other guy.
We're going to get down and personal right now.
11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. This is what I get to hear. And the other day, I'm starting to hear this in the background, and I said, Jake, what is this? Listen carefully
first.
Anybody
here thankful for the blood of Jesus?
And I said, okay, so every tea party I do, too, by the way, I say to the people, friends, that, listen, I say, hey, listen, if this was a black church, you know what they'd be doing? They'd all be standing up, shouting me down. Hallelujah. So I heard this music the other day, and I said to myself, man, that dude's got an irritating voice. Turn it up a little bit, Kerry. Listen to this guy, friends. Black folks, they know how to have church. Man, he's got an irritating voice until I started to hear this.
Woo! Music to my ears.
Hallelujah! Is that a gift? Wow!
And it flows.
Is that a gift?
To the Lord.
Jake was playing this the other night, guys, at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I said, do it again. Play it again, Kerry. And I'm sitting there listening to this. Rewind. I started.
Anybody here thankful for the blood of Jesus?
I said, is that the same guy talking?
Anybody
same
here
man.
Thankful for the blood
smoking
of Jesus?
Norfolk.
So the guy singing is the same guy talking. I said, that guy's Jesus. Voice, he's got a better singing voice than he does a talking
Jesus
voice. Listen to this guy.
Over 2,010 years ago,
I said,
he died and he shed his blood for your sins and my sins.
I said, Jake, he's got an irritating voice. And Jake's kind of chuckling, setting me up, teeing me up to listen to this talent that this guy possesses. Whoa!
Come on.
Woo!
To the I'm in a black church right now.
Now, you know what they'd be doing if they'd be up in a black church? They'd be standing up shouting it down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They have soul, my friends. Black folks have soul.
I wish I could sing like this.
I wish you could too. You wouldn't bother me as much.
That's right. I can sing all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Oh,
and he's got range. This
blood,
is a challenge.
The blood of Jesus gives me strength.
Amen.
Yes, it does. From day.
Wow. Can you imagine
today,
that little kid? Now, all of a sudden, it starts coming out of his mouth saying, Mom, what am I supposed to do with this?
You give it to the Lord. You praise him.
He's got such an awesome range.
I'm
Smoky North.
Lose its power.
Amen.
Come on and sing.
There's
it
an anointing on it. Amen. Hallelujah.
On Sunday morning, just lift your voice and say, reach.
Now, you guys think this is old black gospel, don't you? Come on now. Don't shut me down. No. Don't shut me down. And what are they magnifying, friends? They are magnifying the blood of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Now, if the white church would get a hold of this, maybe we'll go somewhere, yeah? Let's go.
I'm ready to go.
One blood, but come on, we're having church up in here. Say it, the Sons of Liberty. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The blood, it keeps on giving this strength.
This is a sermon right here.
I had to share it with you, friends. Couldn't pass it by. This couldn't let it go. No. Wow.
Woo!
1-877-807-9977. You have the Sons of Liberty back from a week tour in North and South Carolina doing tea parties and Baptist church up in here.
Oh, yes, we will.
Yes,
Southern church.
Matter of fact, I was just at a church the other day, and I said, you know what, white folks? I said, you know, if I was in a black church, what they'd be doing right now, don't you? And they thought that was funny. I turned around, and I said, I can see why they call you honky.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden, a black lady in the congregation said, amen.
Hallelujah.
Matter of fact, at this church, we did two events in North Carolina at a Baptist church.
Rockingham at Robert L. Baptist Church.
Did a high school assembly, and then we did the tea party the very next day. Great stuff. So anyways, these are the times on the road with Jake, the guy that we call the other guy.
Early in the morning hours.
Oh, it's like I'm listening to this, and I'm just like, okay, guys, I'm talking to Jake.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I'm laying down and I'm trying to go to sleep because I got to get up. I have a responsibility and I need to do a radio show tomorrow and I need to talk to a congregation. I'm responsible before God. And I get to hear this stuff. And then in the morning what happens, guys, is all of a sudden Jake will start playing his King James Version read back.
Oh, the Bible.
And I thought the other day, what is that? It was like a creepy voice. Thee and thou. And it's almost like Darth Vader talking.
It's a British man.
Wow.
He's from Britain.
Yeah. So the times on the road are very trying, but we shall overcome.
We're overcoming right
now.
And
we are overcoming
right now.
So anyways, friends, aside of that, we got 1 minute before the first break. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to come back. I want to keep it a free-for-all. And I'm going to give you an analogy. And then I also want to share with you as to what we just put out there through WorldNet Daily. I just went across the country again called Exposing the Enemy, talking about the Declaration of Independence, how these things are taking place with both of our eyes open, and who is the responsible party as to allow these crimes to go forward and go on. 30 seconds. We got a crew back there. We got a 9-year-old, and we got a 10-year-old running the radio show today, along with Carrie.
And you're on Steve Noble. His son was doing, I think he's like 14, maybe?
Yeah. That, well, of course, you see that all the time.
Young bucks.
That's good stuff.
Learning it. 11-year-old.
Really, guys, this is me. This is what I sound like when I'm singing in the shower.
You know, I just recorded
if I had a voice like that, I'd be singing to the Lord all the time.
Oh, yeah.
What a response to heaven, man.
And
he's using it for him.
Smoky Norfolk.
He's using it for the glory of God. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at Sons of Liberty Radio. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is
Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You'd reach out. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty.
To the high.
Now, you know what would happen if I was in a black church, right? This is the kind of response we would get, and we do get. You know what happens a lot to those white congregations that we do when we're doing tea parties or Baptist church? Hallelujah.
They get some soul.
Yes, they do. We're churching them, folks, just like you get churched every day on the Sons of Liberty. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What a talent. Seriously. Well, I suppose I'm going to have to do this, so I'll do it right now. Man, what a talent.
Woo.
Folks, this is the radio show where we think not for ourselves. Did you hear that?
I did.
Okay.
I'm wondering how you're going to pull that out of there.
I wasn't. I did do it on purpose.
Oh.
I just wanted to see if you were going to catch it. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. But a wonderful place to be when a voice is in Smoky Norfolk like that. What a blessing.
Man, I bet he didn't get picked on. They might have called him Mr. Norfolk until he started to sing.
He's like. Step back.
Yeah.
The Lord humbled him with the last name and gave
yes,
a voice.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Woo! Glory! As you all know, this past week we've been in North Carolina and South Carolina. June 3rd, 3 o'clock in the morning, heading down to the airport, got on the plane, went out, met with Molotov Mitchell. Some of you guys have actually commented on the Facebook post. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Follow our week. It's been a week of weeks. It's been awesome. Steve Noble, called to action today right out of Raleigh, North Carolina.
He used to be a punk rocker, by the way.
I just found that out, yeah. Punk rockin'.
Yep.
He really, it was a very good interview on his show, and we also had him on our program, and there's just another patriot out there that is a Christian patriot. Well, that's what a patriot is. Out in Raleigh, North Carolina, right after that, we sped away to go to the Triangle Conservatives Unite event at the park there. We had a gazebo set up out there. Weathered the storm. People stuck around. They stayed so long that we had to have our flashlights on our iPhones to be able to see what was going on because people stayed till dark. That's how it was. That's church.
Every time we do an event, it's interesting because sometimes before they set the event up, they'll say, well, how much time do you guys need? Because you probably ain't going to be able to hold them for more than an hour. Folks, if we had 3-hour allotment every time we did an event, they're like deer looking in the headlights. Mm-hmm. That's how awesome it is.
That is.
That's the anointing of God, Isaiah 10.
That's why you've got to witness this. So follow along with us. Our next tour is going to be in Florida. So already get your travel arrangements ready because you're going to see Bradley Dean down in Florida. We have a 4 or 5 day tour. Can't recall. I think we're there from Tuesday till Saturday. And the schedule, we've already posted it. We put it on our email blast. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sign up for our e-alerts. We do them twice a week. Give you the news, give you the columns, give you the videos. It's always fun, and there's always something new. Also, too, after that, on June 4th, Robert L. Baptist Church, we did it on the 4th and the 5th. We got some Southern Home Cooking. We took some videos of that, put it up on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I got a new car. The pastor donated a car to me. It was wonderful. It was a 1969 Pontiac
GTO.
GTO.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure that thing out, but anyhow, I'm just parking in the garage. But it's a nice picture. You can take a look at that. Nice car, excuse me. The picture is just a picture of the nice
car. Well, I didn't really like the picture. I did like the car. And the reason I didn't like the picture is guess why?
You're not going to go there, right?
I didn't say it. That's why I said guess
what. Just guessing? Yeah. I can't guess. I'm going to go on. June 6th, D-Day, 1944. This was yesterday. We had the program on. We had a couple of people that had saw us in Raleigh, or heard about us in Raleigh, lived in Raleigh, came down to the event in Robertdale, drove the two-hour trip or whatever it was, 2.5, and then circled back. And that was the mother. That was Karen and also Sean on the show just talking about their testimony, folks, of what they're doing now. They're homeschooling their kids, issues with antidepressants. They've now gotten off them. Just awesome testimonies, and that's because of the people that are empowering this radio program and the Holy Ghost. We know where the glory goes, folks, but we're making a difference out there. We, us, and you.
June 6th, 1944. Now, I do want everybody to remember what day that was. That's when they stormed Normandy. And I remember seeing a quote from one of the veterans, because I always want to pay respect where respect is due. And he said, before you complain about getting up in the morning at 8 o'clock, you might want to consider what those boys had to go through on June 6, 1944.
Yep.
Yeah. So I just wanted to show all those veterans out there through my voice today, we high-five you. You're the reason in the natural as to why we do what we do.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, and the response, we did an event at Greenville, in Greenville, South Carolina. Beautiful venue. It was at the Zen. We posted the pictures on the Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. There's a lot of veterans there. And just the utmost respect, folks. People respect that price. Now they're saying, okay, what can we do? How can we be empowered? And we want to give direction. And that's what was brought last night. It was a fantastic event. There was a senator that came, Tom Davis.
Even so far, even so much as having an individual going so far as to bring a rifle on his back last night, I thought, okay.
Now, many of you are thinking, somebody showed up with a rifle. Yes, you got a picture of it.
This is happening all over the country, guys.
Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. The guy comes in with a Minuteman rifle. It was like straight out of the 1800s, late 1700s. Sits down, comes up afterwards, gets a DVD series, My War.
Yeah.
Got it. Him and his wife are going to be watching that this week. And
cool.
Just another awesome event. Awesome people.
He was a veterinarian, as a matter of fact.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He's a vet, but a different kind of vet.
Yes, he was. Well, he may have been that kind of vet, too. I don't know.
Also, too, Tom Davis, like I said, state senator, was there listening to Bradley. There's a picture of those two on there.
He came up to me. I just want people to understand that I'm not going around looking for pictures to take with people, but he did come up to me. Did you arrange that?
We got proof. Well, you know, I mean, faith without works is dead.
It's better
so
I don't know, right?
Go act. But then also, too,
he was a cool guy, but they usually are.
Yeah, and he spoke about the message from, you know, it's interesting because oftentimes you find in the Tea Party movement, conservative movement, a lot of Christians involved, a lot of evangelicals involved, but a lot of times the word doesn't get up other than in the beginning when they say the prayer, kind of like the Republican conventions and things like that. And then you incorporate the word, and then everybody who gets up afterwards starts talking about the word. That's the spirit of Christ right there.
Yeah. You know, the importance of having a preacher go before everybody else is the fact that they'll always play up to the preacher.
That's right.
Yep.
And adjust the scene.
Yep,
and
that's right.
That's what was seen
last
night.
Raise the bar.
After that particular meeting, again, that picture is on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I also want to just bring a couple things, some of the things that Bradley had addressed last night, and these are the screens. Many people don't know, and we've shared the statistic before, but there is, in this country, 1,500 newspapers, 1,100 magazines, 9,000 radio stations, 1,500 TV stations, 2,400 publishers, owned by only three corporations. That is a lot of news coming to you day by day by day.
From the same source.
That's right. Yes. Same source, because it's the same owners. Now, we've been live tweeting throughout the whole thing. By the way, we want to thank WYPV 94.5 FM and WAVC 93.9 up in northern Michigan. All week this week, we're thanking you this week. Continue listening to us. We're going to be on here for the time to come, not just Saturday.
Can you rewind now and go back to the press?
Yep.
Three corporations.
This is the press thing. We tweeted this. It was sort of I read the article. Okay, this was a letter about the IRS and MSNBC in the lawsuit. It was on Western Journalism. Now we're going to the press here. This particular person, Pat Warden, said, I read the article but found one thing I disagree with. The item describes MSNBC as a, quote, big media group, unquote. How can a liberal cheerleading squad, I refuse to use the word news, as that would make me as much as a liar as the employees of MSNBC, with a total viewership of 8 people, be classified as big?
Case in point. Now, this is interesting, friends, just to show you how this works. The other day I said, hey, Jake, I want you to check out fan pages and tell me how many numbers they have. So what we did is we went to some big-name conservatives. One guy had 7,000, another had 15,000. They weren't all that high in friendship, you know, as far as ratings go and responses to their personal websites.
The radio and TV.
Yeah, that's right. And so what we did is we went over to MSNBC just to kind of counteract it and see what the deal was. And there was on this one particular individual, it had 825,000 friend responses. I told Jake, I said, that is contrived from start to finish, my friends.
That's a few.
And if you consider Google, of course, I'm sorry, not Google, but Facebook, unethical, immoral, there you have it. That was bought and paid for.
They love the Constitution.
No, they just want people, because the state-run media wants people to believe that they're losing, that there's no way they can get their head above the clouds. And let me tell you, friends, the way to do that is in Jesus Christ, not outside of him, but in saying that everything that the state-run media, with their 21% approval rating, does is try to contrive and fabricate and lie about everything that they actually bring forth and broadcast to the American people, only to divide and conquer.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
I don't understand
it's
why people keep
voice,
turning the television on, and they come up to me all day long after the program, and they'll sit there and say, Bradley, why are you so optimistic? Well, why are you so pessimistic? It depends on who you're paying attention to. Who's the author and the finisher of your faith? Are you an overcomer or a succumber? Mm-hmm. Are you a winner or are you a loser?
That's right.
And that's really what it comes down to.
If you're fighting in the fight, you don't want to settle for defeat. So if you're really fighting, you're focusing on what is the victory. Ernie Walters, actually the pastor of Robertdale Baptist Church, said, "It was such a great pleasure to meet both of you and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. It has been a charged couple of eye-opening days. Keep up the great work, brother." Kenny Smith said this. This is the optimism that people are catching. "Totally enjoyed last night at Robertdale Baptist Church in Rockingham, North Carolina. There's nothing better than hearing the truth. Well done, sir."
Yeah. Well, that's what sets men free, is the truth, right?
Yes.
What does the state-run media broadcast? Lies.
That's right.
And nothing but lies.
And they can't stand.
To oppress. To push fear.
Purpose,
and friends, we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of sound mind. Never take counsel from your fears, America. Mm-hmm. Now, when we come back, do you got more, Jake?
Yeah, we got a little bit more. I mean, there's some more feedback. Chris Lawton from the event last night said, "Great to meet you, Jake and Bradley. Amazing event last night." And another gentleman, Jimmy Combs, said, "If you are suing Rachel Maddow, I support you 100%. God bless. Support our fight for justice."
And we had Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost and his family come on. You know what? You know what about Tim, I think?
Yeah.
I think that guy's got the potential of being a best friend.
Yeah.
He really does.
He definitely does.
He is a sweet man.
He's a good man.
Best way to say
it. He's a good man.
Be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
We the people grow cotton.
cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-877-807-9977. You can check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, or go to Bradley Dean, double E. Folks, exposing the enemy. Last week I shared with you the story of the one-eyed doe. There's a fable about a doe blind in one eye who was accustomed to graze as near to the edge of the cliff as she possibly could in hope of securing her greater safety. She turned her sound eye towards the land that she might get the earliest tidings of the approach of hunter or hound, and her injured eye towards the sea, from whence she entertained no anticipation of danger. Some boatmen sailing by saw her and, taking a successful aim, mortally wounded her. Yielding up her last breath, she gasped for this lament. "Oh, wretched creature that I am," said she, "to take such precaution against the land, and after all to find this seashore to which I had come for safety so much more perilous." Tell me if this sounds familiar, friends. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. That would be the Declaration of Independence, talking of exposing the enemy. In America, our founders took many hardships and pains to ensure the American people that she would not be blind in one eye. As a matter of fact, through their sacrifice, their actions, and their writings, our founding documents ensure that American citizens may have both eyes wide open to detect tyranny and bring proper justice upon it. At the present time, Obama's administration is being perpetually exposed in scandal after scandal, leading to a snowball effect of denial by the administration and the anticipation of how the American people respond to their criminal activity. Let me remind you as to what the father of our Constitution rightly said, Mr. James Madison, when he said, quote, unquote, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the disguise or in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. We were told that for 10 years. That there was a foreign threat, an Islamic terrorist threat. Change of hands through Mr. Bush. You need to do a little homework if you don't know who he is, friends. The Bush family is a criminal syndicate. Go back to Daddy Bush. Go back to his daddy, Prescott Bush, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. The first 10 years, we're under a Islamic threat. We want to do a little homework. That's all we have to do is go back to Adolf Hitler and see what he did back then and how he did it. He did the unthinkable. And by the way, Adolf Hitler did it in the face of the people with both eyes wide open. Friends, Obama's administration is being perpetually exposed in scandal after scandal. For example, no one in the administration seems to know what happened during the Benghazi embassy attack last September, and during the Benghazi hearings, Obama's cohorts attempted to play off their irresponsible and criminal behavior. As if to say, we're not responsible for the fruit on our tree. Well, let me tell you something. When you look at him, his cohorts, and his minions, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? Obama has admitted, while once again shifting the blame away from himself, that four American citizens have been killed in drone strikes. And what is known as Extortion 17, Vice President Biden compromised Navy SEAL Team 6 by announcing that they took bin Laden out. And over 30 of them have been killed since his announcement on August 6, 2011. High-ranking military officials neglected to follow protocol, leading to the fatal crash of a helicopter carrying 15 members of Navy SEAL Team 6, along with 15 others, none of whom survived. And by the way, when you begin to look behind the curtain, as if to really believe that they didn't simply follow protocol, no, many believe that there was a trade-off, friends. Many believe there was a trade-off for Osama bin Laden. You give us this and we'll give you that. Folks, speaking of the loss of our Navy SEAL Team 6, and let's go over to Chris Kyle for a moment, if we might. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting that when he was over in Afghanistan, the insurgents called him the devil, and they put a $100,000 bounty on his head. 1 year ago in the United States of America, after Chris Kyle came back home, oh, by the way, Chris Kyle has 165 confirmed kills. That means, America, he is the best you've got. He is a threat to an enemy everywhere, within and without. 1 year ago, he was asked, do you regret killing any of them? He said, absolutely not. They meant harm to America. Right, that's his job, right? He's a patriot. Patriot means, Webster's 1828, define it out, to uphold dying laws. 1 year later, he's dead. Folks, Navy SEALs don't die. They just don't die. These things just don't happen by coincidence. His wife comes out at the beginning of the week, begins to broadcast to the United States of America, letting the American people know someone wanted my husband killed. Obama himself claims he did not know about the IRS targeting conservative and Christian groups seeking tax-exempt status until it broke in the news, despite the fact that the former head of the IRS visited the White House over 147 times. Both Obama and Attorney General Eric Holder refused to be held accountable for the Department of Justice unlawfully seizing Associated Press emails or hacking into the emails of Fox News chief White House correspondent James Rosen. Man, they just got to be the stupidest leaders known to mankind. You know, what do they say, friends? If the blind lead the blind, they all end up in the what? The ditch. Where's America? Listen to what I said. Both Obama and Attorney General Holder, I'm sorry, General Eric Holder, refused to be held accountable. Yep. Listen to this. They refused to be held accountable. America, They refuse to be ruled by law in consequence of the laws that they break. Because the American people, with their both eyes wide open, seeing these things take place 7 days a week, 24/7, allow them to excuse themselves. Allow themselves to refuse to be held accountable for their crimes against we, the people. And in the process, the American people stand down. The state-run media comes forth and says, and they begin to forecast, the next scandal by the Barack Hussein Obama administration. America, you need justice. You need justice in this country, friends. And you need to enforce the laws of the land that they are to be ruled by as well as yourselves. Because they are an extension of who we are. Now, them against us. It's not them against us. They have become what the American people have allowed them to become. Attacking Fox News and the Associated Press. Hey, there's no love lost there, by the way, but you know what? It still comes down to this. Why are they attacking the brightest light concerning news outlets that you have in this country? And by the way, if that's the best you've got, that's why you're in trouble. It's these people that have painted you into a corner because they refuse to tell the truth. You know, isn't it interesting on a daily basis? You hear all these, you know, these new lights shine through Congress or Senate.
Yeah.
You got the Rand Paul. You got the Ted Cruz. You got the Gowdy out of South Carolina. It's interesting, and you got the Daryl Issas, and you got these guys are within the government. And what we get, the best response that we get when these criminals in government are busted for their crimes is an apology, and the American people are supposed to sit down and just settle for an apology. That's absolutely amazing. Isn't Rand Paul, isn't Trey Gowdy, isn't Daryl Issa? And the such, because there's more than that. We got a lot of good people in government. Isn't it their job to bring forth charges against these people?
Yeah, then justice has to be accurate.
Call me crazy.
And it's like when we had Trey on the show, and just a couple days ago we had Pat Buchanan on the show. Here's the thing. Trey goes out there and does what he does. Rand Paul does what he does. Daryl Issa and other people that you said. They go out, they create all the stir, they draw all attention onto themselves, they get all persecution on themselves. And then they say, okay, now the American people are going to come through, right? And then the American people leave them hanging there. So you got one senator, two senators. You got, you know, Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, 2 out of 50 in Senate.
So you're telling
50,
me, so you're 48. Telling me then, because I know there's a lot of Rand Paulers that listen to us. So then you're telling me the guy that could outraise any other politician, namely Rand Paul's dad, Ron Paul,
yeah.
The people just dropped the ball on him, Jake? That's the furthest thing from the truth.
Yeah, well, what I'm getting at is, it really is. This is a perfect reflection of judgment upon the people. The people that are going out there and sticking their neck on the line, if you will, you just named them. Okay, where's the backup to these people? Because one person in the House of Representatives can do a lot. He can get all the attention. He can bring all the light down upon this administration, NDAA. That's what Rand did during the filibuster. And then what happened? Well, he did. His party brought all the... It's like when we go preach at tea parties and things like that. We go out, we get a great response. We get all these people reacting. Okay, now what? Now the people have to take it the next step. When the people don't
let's go back to Fast and Furious with Daryl Issa.
Yep.
Okay.
Trey Gowdy.
Okay. Where's this congressional investigation that's supposed to take its course with this criminal Attorney General Eric Holder?
Here's the branch of government. This is Congress coming in saying you are in contempt of court. Now the executive branch has to step in because that's why we have checks and balances. Congress can't come in and do everything. They rely upon other branches of the government to do it. The executive branch comes in and says, okay, you found him guilty. Good for you, voice of the people. But we ain't going to do nothing about it. That goes back to reflect the people again. So when we stand united in our positions, all of us together, we're going to make progress, no doubt about it. And some people are making a great deal and considerable amount of progress doing it in their own spectrum. But, folks, it has to be the whole spectrum. You can't just have one good arm. You got to have a full body working.
Got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
You keep saying that the president has committed all these crimes. What crimes have they committed?
Is there a scandal in Benghazi? What do you call it when an attorney general and his administration, namely the president of the United States, gets busted for throwing 300 high-powered rifles to Mexican drug lords who killed 300 of their own people, and you're asking the question,
what statutes did he violate?
I'll tell you what, you take a gun, you go to Mexico, you commit the crimes that this administration did, and you'll find out every statute. And you can call me from prison when you get there.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Friends, we're talking about exposing the enemy. Now, I bet you guys all believe that I'm just capping on Barack Hussein Obama and Eric Holder.
Justice.
Actually, I'm going back to the people that should be holding him responsible and his administration responsible for the crimes that are being committed. You know, I've heard this before. You know, we got the devil in the office. It doesn't matter if he's the devil or not. We can still hold his feet to the fire, yep. Friends. See, that's the responsibility of the American people.
You know, a good example of that is here locally. And this is how it works. And this is why I always bring it back to the people. Chris Lawton, who we just did an event with in Greenville Tea Party last night, he was on the program with us yesterday as well. On his way back from the State House, he brought a whole group of people down there to put pressure on the legislators. When legislators see that type of pressure from the people, guess what? They respond. They change their mind. They'll even turn on their own because they see it's not going to be tolerated by the people.
You're seeing that. That's right.
So if, just as an example, the example that I just used in the break was the police officer. He can go bust the criminal, put him in cuffs, stuff him, get all the evidence, bring it to the judge. Now the judge has to take it the next step. It's no different with our branches of government. So you have people out there like Trey Gowdy. I love watching him. Man, he just gives him the business. He undresses him up and down. We need that part of the body. But that part of the body can't do everything. Now the people have to come in and say, hey, we just witnessed what Trey did. He gave us a gift wrapped up on a platter. There it is.
Yep.
Now we need to open that present. It's called justice. And that's where the people show up. And when people won't respond, like how the Senate turned on Rand Paul after the filibuster,
They're all turning on, this is crazy, this is outrageous, this is unbelievable, what's a circus, he made a circus. No, he's bringing valid points. When the people find stuff out like that, then they go line up at their senator's office, and then they start to protest their senators, or they demand, then guess what? The senator's going to react and respond.
Yeah, well, you can see that in Colorado right now. They actually got the double
amount
of numbers to recall their senator who went after guns.
That's what I'm talking about there.
Yep.
So people are like, what can I do? Do that!
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And then guess what? Not only is that senator going to be held to the line, guess what the next senator is going to do who steps into that position? You think he's going to screw around with the people? I don't think so.
No.
He's going to make sure he toes the line.
And here's my point, that this is all happening with both eyes open in America.
Yeah.
And instead of invoking impeachment and civil charges for their crimes against we the people, the state-run media is forecasting, like I said earlier, what will be the next scandal by this administration. That's how backwards the American people think.
That's right.
So how can it be that America's history was established by those who threw off tyranny, yet citizens today instead throw off their duty? Let me go to Scripture really quick. Listen carefully. Then thou shalt prosper. This is what our forefathers knew. Then thou shalt prosper. This is what our forefathers knew. Then thou shalt prosper. How will we prosper, Lord? If you take heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel, the Lord said, be strong and of good courage. Dread not, neither be dismayed. Don't fear the enemies.
That's right. Amen.
Just contend with them. I'll give you the victory. Contend with them. That's all the Lord is looking for, is the faithful among men. And when you look in the book of Jeremiah, that's what the Lord is looking for. And he said, I couldn't find the faithful among men. Yeah. And therefore, because the people didn't want to listen, there was a book called Lamentations.
Yeah. This is perfect, what you just said. This is my beef with those in office. Even the conservative superstars that are standing and getting flack and whatever. They very rarely talk about impeachment. It's not just supposed to be a scarecrow, as Thomas Jefferson
said.
It's supposed to be alive.
Yeah.
The crows are eating in your garden. You don't just put a scarecrow up. You go grab that crow by the neck.
Why wouldn't you do that unless the only thing that would be holding you back from bringing forth impeachment against a criminal in government would be the fact that you're a compromised man?
Well, two reasons. I asked Trey Gowdy that, and he said what they do is they poll in the House, right? Because they get this. This is the explanation he gave to me. Like it or not, because I know a state representative in Maryland, the General Assembly, Don Dwyer, who brought articles of impeachment against a judge for something he did. He didn't care who stood with him. He brought them.
That's right.
Now, it got thrown out right away, but the fact is he brought it. And that's why when Trey made the statement, people go, what they do is they scan all of Congress, they take a survey inside there, and they say, hey, what do you guys think about this if we move this measure forward? And they take the votes, 10 people do, 300 people don't, or whatever the vote is. And he said there wasn't even close to enough momentum to even bring it forward.
Yeah.
Now that's where you have to be a consensus molder, and you've got to stay your course with it. Number two is what you just brought up, that scripture verse. We will prosper when we take heed to the words of the Lord, and we don't need to fear the other side.
That's why we have a free nation.
Exactly.
237
exactly.
Years later.
That's another beef that I have. Speak that. You're an elected representative, yes, but you're accountable to God who you swear your oath to.
Yeah.
Speak that to the people. Hey, folks, you know what? It's time to be emboldened because God is on the side of truth, and if we're standing on truth, God is for us.
Yeah, the senator that went after me yesterday, it was interesting that both speakers, after I got them speaking to the people for an hour and a half, the whole time they were making reference to what I was just talking about.
And the Lord,
of course they were, because they knew the people in the room wouldn't tolerate anything less than what showed them, because I just magnified the price of their freedoms.
That's exactly right. So, and it wasn't an issue, and here's why some of them don't. When you get behind closed doors, some of these guys, you'd think they're gospel preachers, but in the public eye, because the media will twist us and turn us into a religious fanatic. Okay, there's a threshold right there. We are never going to change until we get past the threshold where God is established on his throne in our government.
So I got a question then. Who's the enemy? I just got done magnifying the crimes of this administration, but who's the real enemy within the United States? It is those who, through apathy, tolerate the crimes against we the people. Albert Einstein rightly said the world is a dangerous place to live, not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about it, said he.
That's right.
For those who do take action, listen carefully. For those that do take a stand, listen carefully. The American people are not the ones violating the republic by throwing off corruption in government. It is the administration that is defying the laws of our constitutional republic. So therefore, who's the rebellion? I ask. those that are violating the laws of a republic. I finish with this. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security.
New guards.
America's enemy from without or within.
That's right.
Whose fault is it, America?
That's right.
I love you enough to tell you the truth.
Hey, you hire the guards, folks, and that's what they're supposed to be, is guards of your liberties, your eternal liberties. God gave them.
Yeah, we're told that there's a coup going on in the United States of America, said one of our conservatives that have helped paint us into a corner.
Well, then we better deal with that coup before it takes us over.
That's exactly right. It's either going to be done lawfully and peacefully, or else there's going to be blood in the streets. Mm-hmm. How are you going to get away from?
That's right.
It's either one or the other. Yep. Look to France, friends.
What does the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence say? It is the right of the people, it is their duty to alter, okay, that means to change, put new men in, or abolish that form of government, which becomes tyrannical in its means. In other words, counterproductive to what it was originally established for, and that was to secure your rights. You brought it up earlier, Bradley. The boys on June 6th, which was just yesterday, we celebrated the D-Day Memorial, 1944. They didn't debate. It was truth, and it was death in some cases, but ultimately it didn't matter. There was no compromise.
Yeah.
It was, we're going to take this hill. Did they do it? Yes. And that's what they did for us. That's a legacy we have in America.
And just think of the change of heart.
Yeah.
Back then, if they couldn't go to war, they killed themselves. Mm-hmm. Today, if they have to go to war, they kill themselves.
Yep.
Completely contrary. They wanted to honor their country. And I think that exemplifies in Scripture and in Hosea 8, where he talks about there's the Lord's wars and there's man's wars. There was honor in World War II. There was not a house in America that did not feel lost. What are you doing with the gift of freedom, my friends, that they bought, well, in many cases fought, bled, and died to give you?
Yep.
That's the question.
It's blood bought.
Whose side are you on?
That's the price. You know, you brought up yesterday, it was 2 days ago when in Rockingham, a little seventh grade girl that came up to you.
Yeah.
You tell a story.
She walked up to me right after my assembly, and just a little fragile thing. That's the best way to say it. She walked up to me. She looked at me, and I knew she was going to break.
Yeah.
She looked at me, and she said, "Bradley, I know that we're being lied to." A seventh grader. She said, "I know we're being lied to." She said, "What do we do?" Friends, this little seventh grade girl, her parents want nothing to do with God. She says to me, "I know that we're being lied to. What do we do?" How are you responding to her question?
That's right. You know, I submit that to you, folks. There is thousands of these little girls all over the country.
And boys.
And boys. And families and adults. You just heard the testimonies of yesterday's radio program, how it's transformed their life, hearing the gospel truth, the truth that's presented in this radio program. We need you to send us, folks. There's plenty more areas where little girls, little 7-year-old girls, need to be protected instead of being subjugated to everything that's being thrown down on them. She said her parents weren't doing it. She's left to do it.
Yeah.
And there she finally found somebody that believed enough truth to come reach her. Make your donation, folks. It's tax deductible. Support us so we can reach those girls. We don't want to give the excuse,
"Well,
we just couldn't do it." That's right.
And you know what I did is I gave her a little comic book, and I said, "I want you to have your mommy and your daddy read it, and I want you to email me back and tell me what they had to say after they read it. I want their opinion."
Stay tuned for that.
Yes.
Make your donation. It's tax deductible. Sons of Liberty Radio. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty. Let's win because we can. Let's reach them because they're waiting, folks.
You got Bradley and Jake, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We love you by what we do. Again, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23 hours for 2 hours. We're back in Minnesota. I want to get prepared to go back over to Florida. Down south.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof.
see the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.